Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Talks between Elon Musk-owned Starlink, the satellite-based internet service, and the South African government have broken down. South Africa's telecoms laws say that any new player, satellite-based or otherwise, must have a 30% BEE component. Musk, backed by US President Donald Trump, says the laws are racist. Now, says a Bloomberg report, negotiators plan to wait until the dispute between the US and South Africa calms down. But, says the presidency, while eager to attract as much foreign investment as possible, the government won't allow it at the expense of the nation's constitution and values. If a leading business figure like Elon Musk harbors the kind of unprogressive, racist views that we've witnessed and the peddling of lies that we've been confronted with, says presidential spokesman Vincent Magwenya, we're not going to pursue having his investments. The value of announced capital projects jumped last year, and this bodes well for a turnaround in South Africa's fixed investment spending in coming years. That's according to Nedbank's latest capital expenditure survey, quoted by Business Day. CapEx projects announced in 2024 totaled $445.9 billion, the highest level since 2021, well up on 2023's $210 billion. Leading the way, government and state-owned enterprises, which accounted for 80% of this, and replacement projects in the public sector accounting for 61.2% of the listings. Business Day comments that Nedbank's project listings tend to be a lead indicator for the direction of fixed investment in the country, which has collapsed since 2015. It's now below 15% of GDP, one of the reasons why our economic growth is so stagnant. That figure needs to at least double, if not treble, to spur growth. A big smack for British American Tobacco. Its share was down 9% yesterday as it announced an almost 144 billion rand hit from a long-running lawsuit in Canada. BAT is also warning of significant headwinds in Bangladesh and Australia in the year ahead after annual revenue missed forecasts. On the broader markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed down a tenth of a percent last evening. In London, the FTSE down 0.5. New York, the Dow up 0.8. The S&P 500 up 1%. The Nasdaq up 1.5%. Tokyo this morning down 0.4. Hong Kong up 2.4. Sydney up 0.4. The US dollar has eased back to 105 against the euro. Not much help there for the rand, though. 18.49 to the dollar this morning. 19.33 to the euro. 23.22 to sterling. Gold at 2,924. Platinum, 999. Bitcoin just under 97,200. Brent crude oil just over $75 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.